One student, and he was a blind person. He used to give all the questions and give the person to Imam Sahib Rahmatul Ali. So one question was said to him to Imam Sahib Rahmatul Ali. He said, what's the harmful effect of wasting water in wuzu? Waste water in wuzu, what's the harmful effect? So Mr. Sahib said, it's rough, it's wastage. It's a major step, makruh tahrimi. If you're at home, a person may waste water, his own water also is makruh tahrimi, the other man puts it. And in the masjid, if a person wastes water, he uses more water than necessary, it's haram. So the student said, they know the masala. But what harm spiritually does it do to a person to waste water? So as Mr. Mahmoud Sahib Rahmatullah said, that the first harm of wasting water in wuzu is that a person won't have concentration in salah. So too will be taken away from salah. Today many people, say Ahmad Khan Jurista, Ram Barakat, we came to our country. So people ask him, Mazrat, I'm not getting concentration in salah. So I'm very, very hard. He said, first thing, check your wuzu. Is your wuzu correct or not? If your wuzu is not correct, how can you expect it? He said, check how much water you are using. So Ahmad Khan walked it out and he said, in today's time, a normal person is using 6 liters of water for one wuzu. Whereas the water of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was about 750 milliliters. Water, the mood. So the person is very, very careful. And the ghusl of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 4 liters. And our wuzu is 6 liters. So the ghusl, there are 3 ways of making ghusl. One is the difficulty way, the dirty way. You have a bathtub, and you sit in the bathtub and you wash yourself. And there's a little bit of napak left on your body. It goes in the water, all the water becomes napak. Then you are going under, you are swallowing the water, drinking that water. What that obviously out of the question for a Muslim person. And many of us have showers. Showers are 100% permissible, but it's not a sunnah tariqah, the sunnah method of medicine of Allah. Allah gave us some sake to go back to the old system, the bucket system. This was the tariqah of medicine of Allah. Many years ago in England, they did some tests and surveys, and they found that many people suffer from brain damage because of having showers. And the wisdom behind this was, they found that when a person had a shower, the water is coming down, it's boiling on water, steam. And steam, you know, it rises, it comes down, it rises. So just like how when a person is sick, he takes drinks, puts it in the water is nice and hot, and he inhales it, it goes in the whole body. So similarly, a person is having a shower, hot water is coming down, and it's going onto the floor, and then the steam is rising, he's inhaling it. So in the bathroom, there's all chemicals, all the soaps, and whatever, shampoos, they are made of any different kinds of chemicals. So actually a person is inhaling all of this here and it's going into his body, so it's affecting his brain also. That is why it's permissible to have a shower, but it's not the best, it's not the ideal. The best way is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave us permission to go back to that way, the bucket system. Then when the bucket system uses 4 to 5 liters of water, comfortably a person can make a ghusl. Then when a person's ghusl is correct, his wudu is correct, he's making it the correct way, not wasting water, then inshallah you will see how much of khushu and wudu you will get in salah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The first thing is, try to correct our wuzu. Second important point, Shaykh Al Mazhab this week, Monday, he mentioned, that our sajda is tilawat. Many of us, we read Quran Sharif, many of us are hafiz of Quran. When it comes to sajda is tilawat, we are very negligent about it. And a person read, now in the Quran, we read so many Qurans, so many khatams of Quran Sharif, but how many sajda is tilawat do you make? The person is becoming hafiz of Quran. It is so much of Quran Sharif, so much of Quran Sharif. But there's no sajda e tilawat being done. The ustad is listening to so many people. It's such that they're making it. They say, later on. Nobody does it. And then another minute, I mentioned the masala. And then that if a person passes away and he has not made any sajda e tilawat, then he has to pay fidya for every sajda e tilawat. Fidya means that how you must one namaz, pay fidya for the thing. That is because it's a wajib action a person does. So you can understand the severity of this. It's wrong doing, the person is living all the sajda tilawat. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Many of us, we are particular about our qaza salah. We're trying to cover up slowly, inshallah, which we are not, we're trying to do so. But our sajda tilawat is just as important. When you're making tilawat of Quran, try immediately, straight away, to make the sajda tilawat. If you're listening to somebody also, make the sajda tilawat as quickly as possible, or by the next salah. And whatever in the past years we have missed our sajda tilawat, it's very, very simple to make sajda tilawat. First, just get in the hang of. Just start doing it after every salah, maybe 5, 10. If comfortably a person can, inshallah, cover up all of those salahs. Those sajda tilawat. And like it was good. The third point, inshallah, we'll mention briefly, is about dua. Dua is a very, very powerful weapon, inshallah, given us. Dua is silahul mu'min. This is the weapon of a believer, inshallah, given to every single person. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, every one of you is a beggar inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the professional beggar, not professional beggar. All the time, 24 hours, professional beggar, you get to work from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's going around, he's got his begging bowl. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are beggars 24 hours of the day, Allah has kept our begging bowl with every single one of us. And where is our begging bowl? Our hand. So it looks like a begging bowl also when a person is making dua. So Allah has given every single person a begging bowl. As Manasha Hakim Muhammad Tazda rahmatullah alayhi, so beautifully said, Allah wants that to some of his strength, the secrets of Sharia. So he used to say that when a person steals, then the law in Sharia is you must cut off his hand. So you say, why must a person cut off his hand? He said, because you have made naqadri, you are unappreciative of this bounty which Allah has given you. Allah has given you a begging bowl to beg from him directly. And you went and used that same begging bowl and you stole from somebody else. So you are not worthy of the great bounty and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has to take it away. Take away from the person. And it's a warning, the first time you will take away, you still got another small begging bowl. But now you can take, now it's much more difficult. Allah has given us two hands, a begging bowl. So every one of us, we've got our hands. Just lift up your hand. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very great, great power. A dua is khilaf al-mu'min. It's the power, the weapon of a believer. It can destroy countries by means of dua. How powerful dua is. But unfortunately, we have got this weapon with us. How many of us are making dua daily? Allah give myself, Allah and all of us tawfiq. So take out time, especially to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mu'ammar Safan Muli rahmatullahi used to say, Ya khayr, dua of a person is readily accepted. The court of Allah is readily accepted. But there are five ways of acceptance, how Allah accepts the dua of a person. And you have made a dua, and dua for akhirat, then Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts for banda. For dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals in different ways with people, because everything is not beneficial for a person. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you make the dua, Allah accepts the dua. Just ask something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately you see the effects of it. This is one way Allah accepts dua. So a person should make dua. Abundance, make abundance of dua. So when it comes in hadith, from Mr. Allah, even if you ask for a full age or so, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn on hadith from Mr. Allah, this is dua of istikhara. Istikhara actually means to ask Allah for goodness. This is why a person makes istikhara. We only know istikhara when you get married, when you're asking for goodness. Only I want goodness in a married life. But istikhara is all the time. And it's a short dua of istikhara. Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. Oh Allah, choose the best for me. We are going to the shop, we are doing grocery shopping. Immediately you make dua to Allah. Allahumma khirli wa khatarli. You are doing anything now. You don't have to read two rakat salah also. You don't have to make the long dua of istikhara. Yes, at times you should do that also. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba radiallahu anhu istikhara. Like how he taught them the Quran Sharif, ayat of the Quran Sharif. So much of istikhara they should make in their life. Because istikhara you ask Allah for goodness. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give you. So the first way dua accepted is Allah give you, as soon as you ask Allah, Allah gives it to you. The second way Allah accepts the dua for person is, the person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah doesn't give it to you straight away. Allah Ta'ala delayed it for a while. And after a short while, Allah gives it to him. After some time, maybe half a year, 1 year, Allah Ta'ala gives it to a person after a while. Why? Because Allah wants to see the banda crying. Allah wants to see the tears coming out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed sweated, he's got everything. But Allah hasn't got crying, he hasn't got tears. So whatever you haven't got in your surgery is very, very valuable. So Allah, these tears are very, very valuable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So when you cry, Allah wants to see my banda is crying. So Allah Ta'ala says, if I give it to him, you run away. It's small children. If you come, you call them a sweet, you give it to them to run away, they won't come by you. But you hide it from them and they make them run this way, that way. And you come this way, you come that way. Because you want to see that he is control of a desire for him. So in different ways, so you must stay by you closer. So Allah wants us to become closer to him. So Allah Ta'ala says, ask more and more. So continue asking Allah Ta'ala. At times Allah doesn't give you immediately. Son goes to his father, says, my father, I want a car. Father says, my son, you're only 16 years old, he thinks to himself, bye-bye, give him a car now. Cause the accident, lose his life. He's not fit at the moment. But when they're 18 years old, his father gives him the keys. You never asked me also, 2 years ago you asked me for the car, yes, the car. So we are asking Allah, Allah says, sometimes we are not ready for him. After a while, he's given to him. The third way why they accepted is, as soon as you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah doesn't give you what you wanted. But Allah gives you something far, far better than that. Many, many times in life, we think Allah is good for us. But later on in life, a person looks back and he realizes, hey, what I was making, what I was desiring, it wasn't good for me. And how Allah Ta'ala changed. I really wanted to go for one holiday, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ticket never worked out. My jamaat comes now, they take me across in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was making dua for something else. I went in the past, Allah, my life changed. So you make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you something far better than what you are making at certain times. You want to get married to a certain woman. You make dua, ya Allah, let me get married to this woman. Let me get married to this woman. She never got married to you. She got married to somebody else. You will be regretting. Anyhow, you got married to somebody else. 5 years down the line, you find that woman, she killed her husband. They say, hey, shukar, you want me, I should be there for this. So you make shukar for that. So just the third way, Allah Ta'ala give you something far, far better than what you ask for. The fourth thing is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes some calamity from you. Some problem was supposed to come in your life. Suppose you have a very bad accident. Something serious supposed to happen to you. Suppose you end up in hospital. How many times people say, I was in the car and one split second, and it's going to cause an accident. It was a big accident. But then Allah just saved me. The car was a write-off. But like somebody pulled me out of the car, an angel, and he put me on the side of the road, not even one scratch on my body. The dua came. The dua which we were making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. And it pushed away the musibat and difficulty. According to some narration, the musibat is coming from the heavens. And the dua comes from the other side. They are fighting one another. Fight between the two of them. And eventually your dua overpowers the calamity. And the person is taking the calamity. And the fourth way which a person's dua is accepted is that a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he doesn't see the effects in this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, you will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will say, my banda, this world you ask for this, I gave you this. My banda, you ask for this, I gave you this. You ask for this, I gave you this. You ask for this, this calamity was given. I gave you something better. And there are certain things which I didn't give you. So here I put it here for you. There's all the rewards for all the du'as which you made in your life. My banda would see and he would look at it and say, ya Allah, this is what you have given me for every single du'a of mine. This is what you made for a certain time, this is the benefit of you. Ya Allah, I wish in this world you gave me nothing, you never existed in any of my du'as. Because there are such great, great rewards in every single dua which I have made. So a person must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open our hearts, open our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Huzur says, Al-Munashaki Muhammad al-Qasar rahmatullahi, he said, many, many people ask Allah ta'ala, but they ask Allah ta'ala for small things. They should ask Allah ta'ala for small things. Everything of dunya also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ask Allah ta'ala for the very, very great things. He used to say that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things which is nothing within our capability. For example, we want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you cannot become a Nabi of Allah, you can become a Siddiq, the highest level of reliance. We are not worthy of it. Baghair istighfar, baghair ahdiyat, we are not worthy of it. Say, oh Allah, I'm not worthy of it. But oh Allah, give me the highest level of Siddiqiyat which is possible in today's time. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I used to say, that even in this world, if Allah doesn't give it to a person, you leave this world without seeing the effects of it. It must not happen on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, my banda, those people ask for that dua, they got it today. You never ask, you never made the dua for it, you never got it. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wa jannah. Oh Allah, I want your pleasure, I want jannah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ask for jannah, don't ask for this jannah. Oh Allah, I want jannah to be those. So ask Allah ta'ala for the highest of things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to the person. So this dua is a very, very powerful weapon which Allah has given us. And a person doesn't even have to lift up his arms. It comes in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person makes wudu and he sleeps at night. And his eyes open up at night. So whatever dua he makes at that moment, his dua is very, very powerful. There are many, many times during the day and night the du'as are accepted. A du'a will lie to build adhani with iqamah. Between adhani and iqamah, du'as are never rejected. Make du'a at that time. After Farid namaz, make du'a. After Fajr, after Zuhal and Maghrib, and Isha Salat, the sunnah after that. So the du'a should be short. You can make du'a after the sunnah namazes. But after Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah, time is a bit longer. The person must make du'a for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make as much du'a as possible. And make with the, from the bottom of the heart. Because Allah doesn't accept the dua of a person whose heart can't make it. When a person is asking, you are actually begging before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana Shawli Hami rahmatullah alayhi says, he says there are certain things which are deeni. Example of salah, zakat, hajj. The object of them is deen, ibadah, for Allah's pleasure. And if you've got a worldly intention from them, it won't be accepted in the process of the time. There are certain things which are worldly, our business, our transactions, farming, all of the thing. Then if our intention is good, inshallah, we'll get dua. But the main thing is for dunya. But you see, dua is such a powerful ibadah, which works equally well for deen and dunya. For both of them, it's very, very beneficial. The person is making dua for dunya also, Allah will give that person, and it's very, very reward for that. And if a person is making dua for deen also, Allah gives that person very, very great. Also, Huzur says, that whenever you want something in life, make dua for a Muslim brother. The Salaf of Saudi English, what they have it. Whenever they wanted something for themselves, they made dua for the Muslim brother. Because it comes in a hadith, that they are the angel by every single person. When he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angel says, Ameen, wa laka mithlu. Ameen and for you also. So you make dua for somebody else, the dua is, angel will think, oh Allah ta'ala accept this dua, and he also might get it. The angel's dua is readily accepted. So inshallah, then we are making dua actually for ourselves. If we make dua for other people, we will get the full benefits. However, one of us can make dua. We start off first with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Guru Sharif. Then a person has made dua for himself first. This is the tafsir of Allah. You make dua for yourself, and then you make dua for the rest of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we are the most muhtaj in need of dua. So this is the order. And ending the dua again with Guru Sharif. And again, Subhanahu Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, As-salamu ala al-Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And as you mentioned, you can lift up your hand and make dua. You can even make dua from the bottom of your heart. You are walking in the street, you see somebody, but you make dua for this person. They say the Salaf al-Saleheen, whenever they used to meet people, As-salamu alaykum, how are you? They say the object of asking how are you was, so they can make dua for this person in difficulty. The person hasn't got money, they can help the person with money. But they say that we have, our habit is today, we ask the person how are you because of help. How are you? And if the person says I've got a problem, then immediately we turn away. We don't want to hear the problem. So may Allah make us of those people, bring this quality of dua into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant himself. I'm sure all of us are making dua, and they have come to your end now, so let the world be accepted straight away. So all of us make. It's in the habit of being dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after our Fajr Salah, at the time of the Hajj Salah, before Maghrib, on the day of Jummah, Rajab Shah, and Hakim Akhtar Salah, and Hakim Akhtar Salah, and Hakim Akhtar Salah, 5-10 minutes before they were to stop everything. Everybody made dua, engaged in dua. Because that time also dua is readily accepted. At the khutbah time, when the Imam is giving khutbah, in between the two khutbahs, we step down. From the bottom in our hearts, without moving our lips also, the person should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant himself, all of us tawfiq. He mentioned 3 points. The first one was, that our wudu, should be very careful about wudu, if we walk in our wudu. Second point which you mentioned now was our sajda tilawat, we try to cover up whatever sajda tilawat. In future, whenever we make any tilawat, Quran, sajda tilawat, we should make our sajda. And number three, we should try to bring the quality of dua into our lives. Allah grant us.